Glad you're here. My name is Ben, and I am the college pastor here, and I'm just super delighted to be able to talk to you for about 20 minutes. If this is your first time at our church, we are so glad you are here. We have been waiting and preparing all summer for you to be here, and so we're glad you're here. And one of the things we do when we start our services is we like to pray. So if you would join me, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to talk to you guys for a little bit. So Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for all the people that are here. Thank you for the students, the community members, the moms, the dads, Lord, the grandparents, Lord, everyone who is in here. I pray that you would bless us, that you would help us hear from you, that we would learn, and that we would grow in our faith and in life. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, today I'm going to talk to you a little bit about choices. Now, whether you're a college student, you're a freshman, or you're a returning senior, or you're a community member, summer's over. Bye. Summer's over. College football, they played games yesterday. FSU and FAMU play next week Sunday. We still need to come to church, though, okay? But summer's over. And so whenever a season ends and a new season begins, we are faced with a bunch of choices. Choices. Are you going to be the same person you were last fall? If you can join me just a second, I want you to think about how your life has changed since last fall. What's changed? Maybe it's just a year in school. Maybe it's a new relationship, a new job. Maybe you lost weight, maybe you gained weight. All of our lives have changed, and choices play a huge part. And this is kind of the big idea of the talk today, that not only do the choices we make really, really, really matter, but how we view choices, the idea, the concept of choices really matter. Okay, so I'm going to do a little poll here. Okay, so there's kind of two options. Most people either fall in this category or this category. Okay, the first category is I kind of borderline on control freak because my choices really matter. I have to save this money, say these things, do these things. Like, I'm really, really, really obsessed. Every choice I make really matters. And there's a spectrum. And over here is like, you know what? If I'm just confident and follow my heart and do what I think's best, everything's going to work out. Okay. So if you lean more this way, put your hand up, okay? Awesome. If you lean more this way, put your hand up, okay? What if you're in the middle? Just kind of like, I'm Monday, I'm here, Tuesday, I'm here. Depends who I'm talking to, right? But you see, the way that you view choices really impacts the choices that you make. And so I have a quote for you guys. It says, we all make choices, but in the end, our choices make us. Now, there's truth in this. This is not completely true. Okay? There's some people who live life like you are in complete control. That if you just do the right things and say the right things and treat people the right way, you can get whatever you want. Okay? People actually believe that. Then there's other people who believe, you know what, it really doesn't matter what choice I make. I came from a bad home, you know, I'm not at my dream school, you know, life has just hit me in the mouth so many times, it really doesn't matter what I do, my choices don't really matter. And so this quote, part of it is true, the choices we make do really matter, but that's not everything. So today's College Sunday, so I've got a blast from the past, a picture for you, of when I was in college. So if we could put that on the screen, please. So there I am. I'm in the middle. I'm playing left guard for the University of Houston. And when you play football or you play or you do anything, it would be easy for me to say, you know what? If you just work really hard, if you just eat right and work out and get good grades, you too can play college football. Right? But what if you say that to somebody who was born with no arms and no legs? Right? You see that behind this picture is not just my choices, it's the choices of my coaches, my parents, and just honestly a lot of good luck and blessing. So choices really, really matter, but choices is not the only thing we have to think about. Is this making sense? Okay, so turn to somebody next to you and say, you made a good choice being here today. Say, turn to the other side. Say, you made a good choice of outfit today. And so if you've had a good life, it's very convenient to tell people, hey, just make good choices. Just make good choices. Just do the right thing. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Guess what? Everything in your life can be fixed if you do the right thing, right? But then if you're born into hardship, if you've had trauma and things happen to you, who's ever been driving and you've gotten in a car accident that was not your fault? Every car accident I've ever been in. No, I'm just kidding. No. But we've been in car accidents where it's not our fault. We made the right choice. We were doing what we were supposed to do. Something or someone hit us and affected our life, not our choice. So choices really matter, but choice is not everything. Is this making sense? Good. So, point number one, we got 4 points, 3 scriptures. We're going to get you out of here real early today. So here's point number one, is your choices really matter? Your choices really, 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 really matter. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, or blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that you and your offspring, your children, may live. Now, this is Moses talking to the people of Israel, and he's saying, listen, I'm going to give you an option because your choices really matter. I'm going to put life in front of you, and I'm going to put death in front of you. And you actually get to choose life or death. So I'm here to tell you today, your choices really matter. The parties you go to or don't go to really matters. The people you experiment dating with really matters. The substances you put in your body really matter. The way you spend your day scrolling or not scrolling really matters. You being at church really, really matters. There is consequences. There are consequences to our choice, right? It's so funny. Sometimes you'll see, you know, people who are, you know, struggling, let's say, being on time, right? When I worked in Houston, I had an employee who worked for me, and he always was late, right? And let's call him Joe, okay? That was his name. His name was Joe. But Joe was always late. And God bless Joe. But Joe was always late. And I would talk to him, like, hey, Joe, you got to be on time. And it was always an excuse. It was, I had to drop my son off, or I had to, there was major traffic, or, you know, I couldn't find this, or I couldn't do that, or, you know, he'd walk in with, like, in Texas, like, breakfast tacos and a coffee. And like, I don't know why I'm late, you know. I'm like, I know why you're late, you know. But it was never his fault. And I wanted to just shake Joe and say, listen, if you made a choice to wake up earlier and leave earlier, this would never be an issue. You can control this outcome, Joe. Maybe once in a blue moon are you going to be late when something really drastic happens, but you can choose, right? If you exercise and eat right, you will lose weight. If you study for your test, you will most likely get good grades, unless you're just a bad test taker. I'm really smart. I just struggle at remembering things. It's so funny. I'm really good at taking tests that I know stuff about. But choices really matter. Choices really, really matter. And I remember when I was a kid, so I was a pastor's son, still am, but my dad pastored a church in New Zealand, and I would run around the church like I owned it. And at a young age, I would figure out, if I do this, I can almost manipulate people to do this for me. And as a little kid, I figured out that if I behave a certain way, I should expect a certain reward, or mostly food is what I was after, but, you know, just like, if I do this, I can get this, or if I obey, I can get that. And what happened was I used my choices to try to manipulate things for me. And then when I got older, I would get frustrated when people would see through my manipulation and not give me what I wanted. And I was like, but I did all the right things. Who's met a kid like that? I was like, but I did this. You said that, and I did this, right? Okay? And sometimes we can have this mindset of, I did all the right things. Why is life not giving me everything that I want? Right? I remember with my friends in high school that I took this approach to them, and some of them didn't like me. Like, why don't you like me? I'm saying and doing all the right things. But my heart was corrupt. I was trying to manipulate and control. So choices really, really matter, but it's not just our choices that matter. All right, point number two. There's a difference between one-time choices and lifelong choices. Now, we get super confused. I think, that a choice is some emotional feeling that if I just get all my emotions and I get everything figured out in a moment of time, I'll make a choice and it'll last me forever. That's not how that works. If you ever decided to do anything, you've chosen to do something, you have to wake up the next day and the next day and the next day and choose again and again and again and again and again. And so in life, you will get one-time choices, right? Should I go to University of Florida or Florida State? You guys made the right choice. Praise God. Should I go to Bethune-Cookman or FAMU? FAMU. You made the right choice. All right? That's a one-time choice. Right? But getting good grades is not a one-time choice. That's an every semester, every class, every test. You got to make a choice. And so today I want to talk to you about the importance of not just making big one-time choices, but there's lifelong choices we have to make. So as students, semester starts tomorrow. Wow. I have no homework. I love it. Wow. Feels good to be graduated. Praise God. You'll get there. But I don't want to cause an emotional response today where you leave here like, you know what? I'm going to choose to do what's right. And then tomorrow you change. I want you to count the cost and think about what, if I really want to do this, what am I going to have to do every single day? Come high water, come hell or high water, come however you feel, because emotions come and emotions go, right? And you cannot base your decisions off of emotions. You can't choose based on an emotion, right? I remember there's so many times when I was growing up in church, I'd go to some middle school camp, some high school camp. I was an altar call warrior. Today's the day I feel right. This is going to carry me for life. You know what I mean? If I repent of my sins today, this will carry me for life, right? But it didn't, because the next day, I would choose to walk away from my decision. So there's lifelong decisions, but there's one-time decisions as well. I remember when I got my first job in Houston, my first like big boy salary job. And I went from being a college student to having a little bit of money, no homework, and I was like, this is great. But I decided, you know, like I'm gonna be a good student or a good person, I'm gonna budget, right? I've decided, made a big emotional decision. I was like, I'm gonna budget this money. And then at the end of the month, I looked at my bank account and I was like, where is all my money? So I got a meme for you. You ever done this? You know, I got about $200 left in my check. I got about $1,000. I got about $6,000. You check, it's like a dollar. Where did my money go? So I made this decision. How could this happen? I made this decision to budget and save money, but when at the end of the month, when I looked at my account, I had gone $700 over on eating out. And I was like, I will never recover financially. Okay? And so we all do this. We'll make a big-time decision. I'm going to budget. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to get my life right. I'm going to be a 4.0 student for the first time ever. And then at the end of the month, end of the semester, end of the year, end of our life, we check our account, and there's $2.57 left in there. Your choices really matter. There are one-time choices. There are lifelong choices. Coming to church, I'm really glad you're here. But we're going to see who's here next week and the week after, and we'll see who's here for Christmas. Right? Are you guys making a one-time choice to make your parents happy? When they dropped you off, were they like, hey, make sure you go to church on Sunday? You can tick that box. And then slowly, it doesn't have to be this church. God's going to call you to a church. But if this is the church God's calling you to, are you going to make a one-time emotional decision, or are you going to make a lifelong decision? Good. Number three, this is my favorite. God chooses you. God chooses you. And I think this is really what makes Christianity different from every other religion and makes a true Bible-believing, healthy church different from other churches that are maybe controlling or more legalistic, or it's all about what you do, is the basis of us being able to make a choice is that God chose us first. He chose us first. Have you ever been in a relationship or about to be in a relationship where you kind of have a crush, you like them a little bit, and you guys are both kind of feeling each other out, and you're kind of waiting for one person to make the first move, but you don't want to say, like, I like you, or you don't want to put a label on it yet, and you're kind of waiting for them to do it, so then you can, like, you give me a green light, then I'll take the next step. Has anybody ever done that before? Just me, okay. Y'all should try that. Anyway. But God says, you know what, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what your heart intention is. I choose you. I want you. And then he waits. And he doesn't want us to make an emotional decision. He wants us to make a, yes, it's a one-time decision, but it's a decision every single day. And honestly, you really can't even choose God. We think we do. We get the, it's almost like we feel like we're choosing God, but really he's choosing us first and he's calling us unto him. And I remember at a really young age, like 4 or 5 years old, I couldn't explain it then, but I just felt the presence of God at different moments in my life. And throughout college, I fell away from the Lord. My choices pulled me from God, right? But I always felt God's presence. I've chosen you. Come back, come back, come back. And it wasn't until I was like 25 that I said, you know what? I'm not going to wait for a big time, one-time decision. I'm going to choose you every day. I'm going to practically choose you. But I couldn't have done that unless God chose me first. Right. You see, if God does not choose you, you can't choose him. This is my beautiful wife, Ashley. I love you. You're beautiful. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. We should grab lunch after this, if you're free. But when I was courting Ashley, I had to choose her, but guess what? She had to choose me back. And with God, he can choose you all he wants, but he's got to choose you back. You got to choose him back. And there's sometimes I've seen people who have had so many opportunities to choose God, and then when they're 40 and they're 50, they want to turn to God finally, and their heart has been so hardened over years and years of sin that when they go to choose God, he's nowhere to be found. And so some churches preach you can always turn to God. No. When he calls you, when he chooses you, you have to respond. You have to respond. God chooses you. Ephesians 1, 4 through 5. Just as he chose us. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, before time began, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons and daughters through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention or the good intention of his will. You see, if you are even drawn to church, if you even feel something in your heart saying, I need to live right, something's wrong in my life, I need a savior, I need Jesus, there's a spiritual, there's something out there I need, that may be God choosing you, pulling you towards him. Because God chooses us before even the world began. Before even the world began, he chooses us. And point number four, last point. Today you have a choice. You have a choice. If you feel what I'm saying, you're like, you know what? I know God's choosing me. Or he chose me already. I've known it from a young age. Or if you're sitting here today and say, you know what? I don't feel anything this guy's talking about. Right? I'm just here because my friend invited me. And I'm just trying to check this church thing out. I heard ENC was kind of cool, that Everyday Nation Tallahassee was kind of cool. I'm just here to check it out. and I don't feel anything right now. Maybe this is your first step that God is starting to choose you and call you right now. Maybe you need to check this thing out a little deeper. Maybe you need to come back. Maybe you need to come to college night. Maybe you need to ask some people about this Jesus. But we have a choice. We have a choice. Verse 15, or Joshua 24, 15. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Now this is Joshua. He took over as commander of the people of Israel from Moses. And Joshua is one of the best characters in the whole Bible. Did you know the people of Israel, under his reign and his rule, never strayed from God the whole time? And he's an amazing guy. But before he dies, this is what he says. He says, listen, you have a choice. If it's not easy or undesirable, choose another God. But for me and my house, my family, we are going to follow the Lord. And I'm not going to pull it up today, but afterwards the Israelites said, we choose God, we choose the Lord. And Joshua said, no, I don't think you do. I don't think you can do this. They said, no, we choose God, we choose God. He said, you know what? He got a big rock and he said, you know what? This rock is going to be a witness forever that you have chosen God. And what happened? The people of Israel, they followed God for a little bit, but then they ran away from him because it was a one-time emotional choice. It wasn't a lifelong choice. And you know what this story illustrates? Is that we can try to choose God. We can try to make a decision. We can even dedicate our lives. We can say the right things. We can go to church every day for the rest of our lives. We could never do anything on the list that's bad again. But the truth is that God not only has to choose you, you have to choose him back, and then he has to come into your heart and change you from the inside. Right. Did you know that even if you wanted to, which nobody really does, but even if you wanted to choose God, your heart, my heart, is so wicked, we can't choose God. He has to take our heart, make us born again. That's where that term comes from. A lot of people, as a pastor, come to me and say, hey, Ben, I was born this way. I was born like that. I was born like that. I said, great. You got to get born again. Your wicked heart, your bad choices, my wicked heart, my bad choices, it's not good enough. Jesus knew that. He knew the people of Israel were going to fall away. That's why 10,000 years later, he sent Jesus, or however many thousand years, I don't know, on the top of my head. But thousands and thousands of years later, he sent Jesus to come live the life we should have lived, die the death we deserve to die, because even in our good choices, it's not enough. And Jesus died for us on that cross so that now, in 2023, fall 23, first day of school, we can say, Jesus, I choose you because you chose me, and I can invite you into my heart, and you can change me slowly from the inside out. Our choices really matter. But today, I issue a challenge to you. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve the gods of your families? Maybe that's sex, money, comfort, culture. Every family has different gods they serve. Maybe it is the family themselves. I've seen families that just worship their own family. They're so close, and all they want is their family, right? I've seen people worship independence. No one can hold me back. I'm going to leave my family. I'm going to make it myself. What gods does your family serve? What gods do you need to give up today to serve the one true God, to choose him because he already chose you, and make a decision that the rest of my life, I'm going to choose him every single day? But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. And I'll tell you what, I'm sick and tired of meeting Christians or people who go to church, say they're Christians, say they're people of faith, and they say they serve God, but their life looks nothing like they serve God. If you choose God, your life should look like it. Right? Come on. Do you know how I knew myself when I got serious about God? Well, my life started to change. I stopped looking at porn. I stopped getting drunk. I had a desire in my heart that wanted to read the Bible. My life began to show the choices I had made and the choices God had made, and that Jesus was not just a concept to me, but he was living in my heart, changing me. And he took away my anxiety. He took away my depression I was dealing with. He took away some of my insecurities. He's still working on that. But, you know, he's doing better, right? And God can change you. And today you have a choice. And maybe this is step one of your journey. But you have a choice when you leave here. You can take another step. Take another step. Take another step. Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We thank you for today. We thank you for your word. We thank you that before we can even think about our choices, we have to think about your choice, that you chose us. Lord, it says in your word that for God so loved the world, loved that you loved us, you gave your only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So Jesus, I pray today that you would give us the ability to choose you back. Lord, that you would just change our hearts. Lord, whether it's someone who's been in church for 20 plus years who needs to choose you tomorrow, who needs to choose to follow you in a new way, or whether it's a college student that served you for 2 or 3 years but know they need to go to another level with you, or whether it's somebody who doesn't really even know you, maybe this is their first time in church, that they just need to choose to learn more about you and just give you a chance. Lord, I pray you would meet us all where we are. Lord, I thank you for College Sunday. I thank you that you've brought all of the students here to us. And Lord, I pray that you would bless us all and help us make the right choice and not just make emotional choices, but lifelong choices. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, if you would like prayer, we're going to have our prayer team up the front, and I would like to invite all of our college students or any students that you know, please come out to our Wild and Out event this Thursday at 7 p.m. We're going to have food. It's going to be a lot of fun, but don't leave here with just an emotional choice. Take a step. Make another choice. Do something. Make something happen in your life where you'll take a good step. Make another choice. Make another choice. And if you've made a ton of bad choices, guess what? Welcome to the club. You can hang out with me, right? God can fix any bad choices you've made. Actually, let's sit here for just 1 second. My testimony standing up here today is not that, you know, I've made all these great choices. Look at me now. My story is I made a lot of bad choices. I did a lot of things I knew I wasn't supposed to do. I knew I wasn't supposed to do them, and I still did them. And God still chose me. He still picked me. I should be dead right now, but he still chose me and said, I have a plan for your life. I want a relationship with you, and I want to change you from the inside out. And that's the hope of Jesus. So I don't want anybody leaving here discouraged. I want everyone to leave here with hope, saying, you know what? My choices really matter, but God chose me.